Well, interesting Oscars versus Super Bowl thought. Mm. I find very provocative because it's my own.
It's your idea.
I think I spoke truth to power, Drew.
I think you did. I think and, that's exactly what happened.
We'll get into Kaepernick kneeling, some statistics, and a Mary Todd Lincoln movie idea. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock, Predator, the thief, malware's back. It can steal usernames, passwords, browsers, data, cryptocurrency, as well as taking photos with infected victims' webcams. Mm. Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Every time you bank, shop, or browse online.
Or whatever you're doing, Adam. I don't know.
Whatever I'm doing online, you can be vulnerable to cyber criminals. Norton and LifeLock are now part of one company, Norton 360, with LifeLock is an all-in-one membership for your cyber safety. It's 2020, people. We need to protect ourselves. The future's here. You get device security, identity theft protection, and VPN for online privacy. If there's an identity theft problem, their specialists will work to fix it, but you won't have one because you got LifeLock. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all cybercrime and identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but Norton 360 with LifeLock is a powerful ally for your cyber safety. Until March 8th, save up to 40% off your first year. Go to Norton.com/Adam. That's Norton.com/Adam for 40% off.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from HDS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
It's time for a new month of Adam's Monthly Nut. ACS and car lovers alike, get ready because February's shipment includes a Blu-ray of Adam's newest doc, Shelby American, with special features you can't get anywhere else, and a signature from the Ace Man you can't get anywhere else. A Chemical Guys Clean Car Essentials Kit, featuring butter wax, streak-free window cleaner, two odor eliminators, and more. And lastly, in your shipment, you may find a golden ticket for you and a plus one to join us at the Corolla Family Barbecue. The $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month, nor keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry, we will sell out.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. The church with any mandate, you get it on. I'm here, and that's that Dr. Drew. He's over there. Now, what I'm doing my thing. What Drew's doing, he's doing my thing, too, and he's shutting up.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
End of show.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to thank Norton.com, SimplySafe.com, and NetSuite.com for supporting this program. Drew, thoughts, emotions, reactions?
I was just thinking about you were mentioning our last show about Garagos and Kaepernick. Is that changing at all? Is that what's happening with all that? Does he talk about that anymore?
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's
changing at all is a weird way to phrase it.
Well, is the NFL changing its position? The player is changing its attitude about their relationship to Kaepernick, and he had a tryout and didn't go anywhere. And are they claiming that that's due to some sort of
Kaepernick's kind of claiming to be blackballed?
Yeah,
and I have no idea what's going on. All I know is he's basing his taking a knee on a lie. Mm. And I disagree with him, and I think he's doing more harm than good. And
did you talk to Garagos about that?
I did.
And what does he say?
He doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't care what you think.
Disagree. Look, it's a statistical evidence that black people are not shot to any alarming degree by the cops. I mean, unarmed black people. As a matter of fact, the story that inspired Kaepernick is a crazy story. And I guess we've talked about it, but his story was a guy who was like slashing people with a knife, and cops showed up and shot beanbags at him and, you know, pepper spray and everything else. And he was running around with this knife and he kept like slashing people. And then eventually I think a black cop shot him or something. It's a weird story to take a stand on. Mm. It's one where you have a guy with a knife. He slashed somebody. He's like threatening to slash others. And the cops tried as much non-lethal stuff as they could do and eventually shot, I think, by a black cop. It's a bizarre story to be inspired by.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's not really making your argument. I don't know if Gary has any of those details. Somebody looked it up once, but it's a
San Francisco police officer, and the victim, the person in question, is Mario Woods. Let me read a little bit more.
Right. Yeah. Woods story. And he said as much. I mean, Kaepernick said, this is the story that made me.
Huh.
Well, San Francisco, I guess. San Francisco was probably in San Francisco at the time.
Correct.
At the time. Yeah. And it's true. It's a black man being shot by the cops.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it was the white cops, and I don't know that the black man wasn't walking on the wrong side of the street. He had a knife out and was slashing people.
Hmm.
Doesn't seem
inspiring.
Not if that's your cause. Find one where the guy was shot in the back.
Right.
You know, who was an innocent whatever, which does happen.
Yeah.
Look, everybody, as long as there's cops and as long as there's citizens and as long as the cops have guns, a very small percentage of those citizens are going to get shot by the cops. You can lessen your chances of getting shot by the cops by sort of keeping your hands on the steering wheel when you get pulled over at night and, you know, saying things like when they say license and registration, you say, it's in my glove box. I'm going to reach for the glove box right now. Like, you can lessen that. If you wrestle with them or you slash people, then there's a higher percentage chance you're going to get shot. And then there's a very small percentage that you may just get shot.
Hmm.
It may happen. It'll also be if you're in a neighborhood where more folks commit more crimes, there's going to be more of that going on. I had a cop pull a shotgun at me and come running at me in my own neighborhood. It's a crazy. I went into immediate, like, what do I do mode not to have this guy pull a trigger.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy came flying up in a squad car, stopped 40 feet in front of me, jumped out of the car with a shotgun, pumped it, pointed it at me, and started running at me.
And what did you do?
I froze, and I just put my hands out like I was surfing, like I was Gidget on top of Frankie Avalon's shoulder, like I was Annette Funicello on top of Frankie Avalon's shoulders.
Yeah,
like I went. Hands out. It was dark. Yeah. I knew he couldn't. I certainly wasn't going to be reaching for anything in my body. My hands just went out. I had no. By the way, there should be training. There's nothing official to do other than I wanted this person to see my hands out as far away from my hips.
Yeah.
Wherever gun could be stuffed. I had no context. No context.
Yeah.
I thought someone had called and said I'd robbed somebody or had a gun or was doing something, because as the cop pulled up, he pulled up on the wrong side of the street, headlights off, only one, put it in park, jumped out, shotgun pumped, holding it at his hip and coming at me. And my only context was, this guy thinks I'm a bad guy.
Yeah.
And I just put my hands as
did he have you lie down or?
No, he ran at me with the shotgun by his side. I stood there. He came at me. He was about 20, 30 feet away. I just stood there, no movement. I didn't want to go down. I didn't want to do anything. So I put my hands out wide and stand there. Yeah. And he ran right past me and he yelled, get out of here. And he was running toward a house, which evidently someone had called in something on the house. Although I just walked past the house and turned the corner. I didn't hear any glass breaking or no one cried help or somebody called an alarm in or something.
Right, right.
This guy, first off, this is horrible timing, me just walking down the street at night and him pulling up the car. I would argue protocol is don't pump the shotgun in front of the citizen as you're running at them. The guy was talking to on the phone said, what? The guy I was talking to on the phone said, who pumped the shotgun? Like, it was so clear, as the guy was running at me. Like, he was like, someone popped the shotgun. Like, I was like, yeah. And he was holding the barrel you know, down. In the ready position, yeah. and I just happened to be standing between his destination and the barrel of the gun. I had no context other than, oh, this is what it feels like, I thought to myself. And then all I could do is put my hands as far away from my body as I could possibly do, and no movement. That was my other thing.
Yeah, that the no movement part is the hard part.
If I had, like, grabbed the guy or gotten his face or done a shoulder roll off the fuck knows what he would have done.
Right. Or even started running or anything.
Anything. Yeah. I could have been the one who robbed the house.
Right.
He doesn't know.
Yeah.
I wanted to give him – I was walking a dog, so we had, like, the dog's black. So I had some – couldn't see it
so
at
he
night.
Shot the dog.
It wasn't a racial thing. But I was saying I didn't know what was going on other than I wasn't going to add one log to this fire.
Yeah.
This was a fire, and I wasn't going to add anything but sand to it.
Yeah.
And that was all I could think to
do. I think
do
I would, like, drop down, but who knows if that's the right thing to do or not.
I didn't want to do anything abrupt.
No, I
just
get
wanted
it.
To stand there.
Go ahead. Oracle NetSuite, everyone. If you don't know your numbers, you do not know your business. Companies that don't have a clear picture of their finances fail. Serious entrepreneurs, financial teams, they run on NetSuite by Oracle. It is the number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you a full picture of your finances in one place, in real time. You get it from your phone or your desktop. There is no more guessing. You need real, objective data. No guessing, no dreaming. It's hard data at NetSuite. And the NetSuite the customers grow 3 times faster than the S&P. Schedule your free demo right now and get their free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits. They want you to grow. They want to help you. It's at netsuite.com/ADS. Again, set up your free demo and get your free guide today at NetSuite, netsuite.com/ADS. Again, know your numbers, know your business. Those that don't fail, it is netsuite.com/ADS.
What's the story, Gary? Do we get that?
Yeah, sure. You got it almost exactly right. It was a gentleman who had stabbed a citizen on the streets of San Francisco, stabbed him in the shoulder. The citizen was expected to survive. Officers responded to the scene and were flagged down by a witness who gave a description of the suspect. Several officers started searching the area. They found a gentleman who was holding a knife. They instructed him to drop the knife. He didn't. He kept moving away from the officers. He was up against a wall of a building, an apartment building or something, and they basically formed a semicircle around him to prevent him from getting away. He started moving towards one of the officers, that was up against the wall at one end of the semicircle. This was after, by the way, they had pepper sprayed him and fired a beanbag shotgun at him, which knocked him to his knee, but he didn't drop the knife.
And by the way, probably asked him to drop the knife 3,200 times.
Oh, yeah. Video of that, for sure. They pepper sprayed him. They fired a beanbag shotgun at him, which took him to a knee, but he didn't drop the knife. They're continuing to tell him to drop the knife. He started moving towards one of the officers at the edge of the semicircle, and they fired their guns at him.
Okay. And I think when you talk to the Dumbo broads of the world, or Kaepernick, they have this answer. They go, you don't think this could have been handled better? Like, you think you had to have a dead person here? Do you think you could have handled it better? And it's like, of course it could have been handled better. I don't know what most people would do in the heat of that moment with the knife and a person coming at them and so on and so on. But did they have to use their, no, they didn't have to use their guns. But let's approach it from a different angle. Don't you think the guy had ample opportunity to drop the knife? And then they go, okay, but that person's nuts. And you go, well, okay, but the knife isn't imaginary. When the person thinks they're Napoleon, he's not really Napoleon. You understand? He's nuts, but he thinks he's Napoleon. But the knife cuts flesh. So what are we to do at that point? And my answer is, there's really, if this is the way it's going to go, if you're going to get a knife out and you're going to have a bunch of guys with guns, they don't even have to be cops. Just folks with guns who are surrounding you, and they're going to ask you to drop the knife 300 times. You're never going to do it. Eventually, you're going to move toward one of them. Probably going to get shot. But I don't count that as cops executing innocent people on the street. Also, can we look at it from this standpoint? What about folks that are walking home from Starbucks and they get stabbed by this guy in the street? Are any sympathy for those folks? What about the folks that are being slashed by the stranger in the street? What are they? Who's looking out for them? Who's taking a knee for them? What shall we do with them? Do they have rights? Or are we to, what are we to feel about folks that are picking up their kids from school and get stabbed?
I'd be curious what Mark says about this. You got to bring it up.
He'll never answer this. Mm. You know, the thing about
Do you Mark, yell at him when he goes silent? Will you yell at me?
No, he doesn't go silent.
What's he do?
He never goes silent. Look, the one thing you got to learn about lawyers, all lawyers are the same, like all politicians are the same. If they don't want to answer the question, they don't answer the question. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go find someone. Someone's trying to ask Joe Biden about Hunter Biden and Burisma and his what's going on over there. Tell me if you ever get an answer.
Right.
There's no answer. Right. They start asking questions and then they start making proclamations. And there's no shred of evidence. There's nobody says, you know, they're like, it's funny. So someone is going, what's going on with your son? I think there's corruption. And then the answer to that is nobody says that. And it's like, right, except for me. I'm asking.
But
nobody says that.
Right.
Right. So it's like me going, hey, why are you late all the time? Nobody says I'm late. You know what I mean?
Like, no one dares suggest that.
If Garagos doesn't want to answer a question, Garagos is not going to answer the question.
Right.
That's number one. The first day of Law Academy, they teach you how to not answer questions. You ever seen a lawyer like intellectually answer a question? He won't do it. But also, that's his client. He gets to do whatever he wants is the answer. He doesn't have to agree with him. He's not going to say anything.
Line three, line six have been on hold for a while.
All right. Line three. Let's talk to Monique, 46, Northern California.
How's it going, guys?
Good. What's going on?
Okay. Well, I have been listening to you, and boy, have I been enthralled. And I never knew you, Mr. Carolla, cuss like a damn sailor, and I love it. Anyways, I called in
See what I did? Yeah. Thank you. You have a question or an idea?
Yes. Well, an idea, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. As you both know, Dr. Drew is a fan of Lincoln's legacy, and tomorrow is Mr. Lincoln's birthday, and I have had a notion or an idea for a while. How about 2020 we do a movie about Mary Lincoln? We describe Mr. Lincoln's wife. What do you guys think about that?
You know, she had pretty serious mental health issues, right? You know?
I do. Yeah. And I think now would be a better time than any to explain their relationship. Because if you think about it, she had his ear and she was a part of where we are today in society. And I think it would be important to tell her story.
Well, I love that idea. I mean, she tells a story of being 5 years old, sitting on Henry Clay's knee saying, I'm going to marry somebody that's going to be the president of the United States. And she really pushed him back into politics. So she was a major driving force in all of that.
Well, when he was introduced to her, her cousin Elizabeth looked at her and said, oh, that's only Mr. Lincoln.
Right.
He's a nobody.
Right. That's right.
And she went, that is huge.
She went, I see something else. And there's a lot of other stuff going on between them that would be very interesting, including a very rarely documented reality. There's now extensive communications and letters between him and his Springfield physician, who he maintained letter contact with even when he went to Washington, where he was obsessed that he got syphilis from visiting a prostitute down by the river. And I believe that's why.
And he paid $2.
That's why I believe he broke up his original engagement to Mary Todd Lincoln, because he was afraid he was going to give her syphilis.
Monique, this is a very interesting idea. And I think everyone knows everything about Lincoln, so many movies, so many documentaries, so many books. Mm-hmm. But the Mary Todd
would be a good idea. And she ended up institutionalized by her son.
By her son, Robert.
Yep.
And this was a woman who ended up dying of a stroke. I have a book in my hand. It's called Mr. Lincoln's Wife. It's from 1943 by Ann Culver. Mm. And I think if you would invest in something like this, we could do a movie about Mary Lincoln, an extremely intelligent, loquacious woman who was absolutely in love with our 16th president more than anybody else could possibly be. And I think I just wanted to share that
interesting idea. Although she did have a habit of chasing him around the backyard with a hatchet. She did that occasionally.
Thank you.
So, but thank you.
But we could bring it to life. So to be just fair, wanted to share that idea.
To be fair, it was a hatchet.
Guys, and I,
it was a kitchen cleaver. It was actually a cleaver. She
was
ran,
it a cleaver?
Right? It's like some out of a cartoon. She would literally do that.
I mean, I grew up just watching them, you know, frying pans.
Yeah, rolling pins.
Chasing.
Yeah, but to be fair, it was usually a chicken, a pig a chasing
pin.
A chicken.
Yeah, if Lynette chased me with a rolling pin, I would be screaming. The first time you pick up a rolling pin and it's to strike me, I find that ironic. Which would make her want to hit me harder with the rolling pin.
She'd throw it at you.
But it's literally the first time. Let's see, line six, were you saying?
Yeah.
Ian, 34, Portland.
Hello.
Hey there.
Yeah. Hi there.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was calling in because I'm aware of what Dr. Drew's been doing with in regards to homeless people in California and some of the success he's having. And I think he's identified the root problem, which is addiction and mental health issues.
Right.
I'm from Portland. I'm a lifelong Portland resident, and I've seen firsthand the problem kind of get out of control up here. And I'm not convinced that the people who are in charge, the elected officials who are in charge, have the ability to fix the problem. It continues to accelerate beyond their control.
Right.
And I'm curious if you have some sort of team in my area, because I'm kind of tired of just being one of the people that pretends like they don't notice somebody nodding out in the pouring rain when it's like 45 degrees out and taking a shit on the sidewalk or
so here's the deal. Here, if you want to focus somewhere, here's where you focus. Go to the state legislature, find some sort of state representative who's willing to do this with you. You must redefine gravely disabled. If you have a good, solid definition of gravely disabled, which will allow you then to intervene on these people, a significant part of this problem will be dealt with immediately. Right now, you can't intervene because there is no such thing as gravely disabled effectively, and you need to work on conservatorships and directives to physicians and environments of care. Those are the things you need to work on. So you need to find a state representative who is willing to actually deal with the problem such as it is. I don't know enough about Oregon politics to know who that might be, but you got to find – maybe the governor. I don't know. But you have to find somebody and you have to start calling them out. They are morally bankrupt. They're reprehensible. I don't know how many are dying on the street every day. In L.A. County, it's three a day. But start asking them what is – go to your Portland County representatives and go, what's the body count need to be before you do something? What's the number? Ask them for a number. Just keep calling them out. What's the number? 1,000? 10,000? Before you do something, what's it going to be? Thank you, man. Predator the Thief malware is back, everyone. It can steal usernames, passwords, browser data, and cryptocurrency. It is LifeLock to help protect us. This Predator the Thief malware can even take photos using the infected webcam. That could be you. Every time you bank, shop, browse online, you could be vulnerable to cyber criminals. We like being online. We're going to do it. It's the new way of living. But if you're going to live with that convenience, you got to add something to protect yourself. Good thing there's LifeLock. And now Norton and LifeLock are part of one company. Norton 360 with LifeLock is an all-in-one membership for your cyber safety. You get device security, identity theft protection, and a VPN for online privacy. If there's identity theft protection, their specialist will work to fix it. It is Norton and LifeLock. Now Norton 360 with LifeLock, an all-in-one membership for cyber safety. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all cybercrime and identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But Norton 360 with LifeLock is a powerful ally for your cyber safety. Until March 8th, save up to 40% off your first year. Go to Norton.com/Adam. That's Norton.com/Adam for 40% off.
All right. You want to talk to Adam, 34,
sure.
Minneapolis. Adam?
Hi, guy. First, can I pay you guys two compliments?
Sure.
One each. Drew, I was discussing with my girlfriend that that everyone gets the one cheat or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The one person they could cheat with, celebrity.
Yeah.
She said you.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow. Yeah.
Very moved.
Yeah.
You didn't grant you. She said it. You didn't grant it. But I like people to cry. They declare their hall pass. The partner's just like, oh, okay.
I said, okay. I said, you're 30, so I'm not sure he's going to go for it. Adam, she was also doing my laundry, which I know your girlfriend does for you, but she said that I have an Adam Carolla t-shirt, and she goes, they're real panty attractors. And I was like, whoa, what did she wear this out of the house or what?
Yeah,
and she said about? There was five pairs of undies stuck to them.
Literally panty attractors.
Chick magnet. Wow.
That's funny.
But to get to the question, I was offered a job overseas, and I'm a homeowner, and I have cars and stuff, and I don't know if I should take it. Drew, I don't think Adam has any experience with living overseas. Drew, do you have any?
No, I do not, though I always thought it'd be fun and exciting. What is
your
job?
I don't think anyone regrets it.
Yeah.
No one regrets it. Even if it's not a great experience, it's an experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, both of our parents are getting older and...
What's the job?
What is the job?
Yeah.
It's a lead designer for a manufacturing... an automotive industry part.
Where overseas?
Barcelona.
Ooh, it sounds really... That sounds pretty cool.
I don't know. How good is your job in Minneapolis?
Pretty good.
Okay.
It's a lot more money and it's...
Okay, listen. You know, okay, I'm done. Here's my thing.
All right.
I just say yes to experiences. You know,
yeah, my whole career sort of said yes to everything. Kind of walk into stuff like, okay, let's try this as it presents itself.
People say all the time, and it's weird, they couch it the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know, they go, what made you decide to write a book?
Right.
Or what made you decide to do Dancing with the Stars? Or what made you decide to enter a professional Trans Am race? It's like someone came up to me and asked me if I wanted to do it, and my answer was yes.
Yeah, that's my thing too.
And
I had no idea of these things.
Crazy experiences that are very different, but I'm glad I experienced that.
Now, to be fair, it didn't require us uprooting and blah, blah, blah. You want to do it in a time-limited fashion or something, or there's ways to control it.
Yeah,
right?
No, it's to be fair, but sounds like an opportunity, and Barcelona is not, you know, somewhere in China.
It's growing, and it'd be interesting. Oh, be fair. I don't know how you say no to that. Let's put it that way, right?
And look, you can always change your mind. I mean, you can do it for a year and not do it.
You got to figure out a way to have outs. You got to be able to abandon ship if it's not working out for you. That's the bottom line. And then realize you're going to be maybe spend a little extra time on a plane visiting your parents. Make structure a way to do that.
Gary, we're talking in the past about that circle, that nutritional circle. I don't know if there's something online or not.
I never found one that I think is going to satisfy you. This is the closest we got.
It would have a circle with a line.
Well, there it is.
Going. Right. Yeah. It's kind of. It's whole grain, protein, fruits, and vegetables. That's it. But again, let's get rid of the fruits. Oh, I think mine said on an 8-inch plate, as I recall.
Dinner plate.
On an 8-inch plate. Yeah. But anyway. Let's go vegetables and fruits, not fruits and vegetables, and then call out which vegetables. Can't all be, yams and carrots.
That's right. Carrots, potatoes, no. Right. So, hey, you know, one thing you and I did not talk about, and we're way downstream from it, but I meant to ask you, was any thoughts on the Oscars? Because I had some interesting kind of thoughts, I think.
I think the ratings were down like 25%.
Yeah,
Here's an interesting, profound thought.
Uh-oh, interesting, profound thought. Ho-ho-ho.
Well, Gary, Matt, good Matt, regular Matt, tall Matt, Matt.
I'm good Matt.
He's looking at you like, what?
Yeah, I kind of
misspoke. He misspoke.
Anyway, regular Matt. Good just Matt. Good old Matt.
We came out the other day with bearded Matt.
Now, here's something that's interesting, Drew. Mm. I have said for a million years, why do people love sports? Why do people love sports? Yeah. Why, I mean, it's we're attracted to it. Like, we're attracted to the opposite sex, you know? It's like this thing of, like,
visceral.
Why do you, man doesn't need, man wasn't meant to eat beef. At pass by a barbecue joint, sniff it in, get a boner, and tell me if we weren't meant to something, right? What's the attraction? Okay, what have I always said? Why sports? Why are we attracted to sports?
It's pure. It's immediate.
Right. There's 22 guys on the field.
Yeah.
Any of them the owner's son?
No. Well, maybe, but no.
No. No. Nobody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we care what color you are?
No.
Do we care about anything?
No.
The 22 guys in the field are the 22 best guys.
That's what we care about.
Of the field. That's it.
Yeah.
Even if there's one guy on the bench, it could be marginally better. The coach thinks the guy on the field is better.
Yeah.
You know, it's all they want.
Yeah.
That's all. And no one accuses. You see teams playing, the entire defense is black. No one ever goes, what do you mean? There's no white. No. Those are the best players.
Yeah.
That's the way we look at it.
Yeah.
It's pure.
Yeah.
You take a look, Gary, merit-based, you take a look at the ratings for the Super Bowl. They're 100 million people.
Yeah.
They go up every year. You take a look at the ratings for the Oscars. They go down. They tick down. Because we suspect there's more to it than pure merit at this point.
Right.
We have this never-ending stream of, like, young, you know, intersectional, you know, bisexual, race, whatever. And you're going, I don't even know who this person is. And they're being put up in front of me like they're...
And also, I don't think people like being lectured at. That's the other part.
Right.
It's unpleasant what's coming from the podium.
Right. So television viewership of the Super Bowl in the United States, 1967 to present. But anyway, total viewers. Anyway, the viewership, I would say, safe to say, is at an all-time high. Gary, you're good at that.
I believe it is, correct.
And the Super Bowl. And then where is it? Now, you can't do millions of Americans. You need percentage because, you know, 1975 when Bob Hope hosted, there was 200 million Americans. Now there's 330.
Right.
You know, so it can't be a total number. But the point is why is this number going up and that number going down? And people can go, well, we're more into football and less into movies. No. We're starting to see movies win that we don't really think are the winners.
Mm.
Yes.
So we don't care. Yeah. There's no competition.
We're losing interest in it because it feels rigged a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's what the Oscars has turned into. Now, you didn't like the message of Parasite.
I didn't like that.
Brian
no,
liked Parasite a lot.
No, I liked it, and I didn't mind.
I said
the
you didn't like the message of Parasite.
No, I didn't like the gratuitous violence at the end.
No, that's not what you said.
I will tell you exactly.
You didn't talk about gratuitous violence. You talked about your kids, their perception of it, your perception of it, and the sort of have-nots paying back the haves.
With murder.
Okay.
And that was the part I objected to. All the way until then, I was completely on board.
All right, but you didn't like the message of
it. All right.
Why are you disputing that? That's what you told me.
Okay.
All right. Now, it won Best Picture.
Yeah.
Is that a sign of something?
Possibly, right?
45% of Americans watched the Super Bowl this year and 7% watched the Oscars. Now, if you go back, if it's noble, Gary, if you go back to 1980 or 1970 or 75 or whatever it is, I think you will find that those numbers were much closer.
Yeah, I remember people used to put their TV set in their dining room and watch during dinner and stuff. You know, they'd watch every minute of it.
Right. So that's what we know. All right. Let me hit fine. But what they do is they come up short in the intersectional department in terms of nominations. And then so they flood all the presenters and the musical acts. They flood that with that group. And it feels like weird overcompensation to me.
I felt, though, that some of the vitriol had settled down.
Yeah. People are sort of getting the message that people don't want to be lectured.
Right.
All right, Simply Safe. Your local police probably get 100 calls a night from burglar alarms. The majority of the time, they don't know if it's real or not. Simply Safe is different. If there's a break-in, Simply Safe uses video evidence to give police an eyewitness account. They can tell police where the intruder is and if they're armed and many other details about it. And that means they dispatch up to 350% faster. Comprehensive protection outdoor cameras and doorbells, plus entry, motion, glass break sensors, all monitored 24/7 by live security professionals. Set it up yourself, no tools necessary, or they can do it for you. Only 50 cents a day with no lock-in contracts, right, Matt?
Go to simplysafe.com/adam2 and get free shipping and a 60-day free trial. You got nothing to lose. Go now to simplysafe.com/adam, the number 2, so they know we sent you. That's simplysafe.com/adam2.
Can I say one more thing about the Parasite thing? Mm-hmm. Comedic actor and comedian Rob Delaney, a guy I admire, tweeted something that is drilled exactly into my problem with the film. He said, congratulations to Parasite, which shows that capitalism can make poor people do bad things and rich people do even worse things. And I thought, then murder? Worse right. things than murder. The family was slaughtered by the poor people. So the poor people, the rich people were doing worse things than right. the poor people?
Yeah.
That's to me, that's the problem.
Yeah.
That was my issue with it.
We've jumped the shark. 1975, 22% of the nation watched the Oscars and 33% watched the Super Bowl.
Wow,
so
wow.
slightly higher, but not the chasm of 45% plus and 7%.
And falling.
Right.
And widening.
And probably
widening.
Growing, widening. Right.
Yeah.
All right. You can go to adamcarolla.com for all the live shows this Thursday coming up, Cleveland, and then also Hilarities at Cleveland, and then Indianapolis Helium, 28th, 29th, Friday, Saturday. Two shows. Come on out and say hi. Go to amcrow.com for everything, and you can pre-order my book, I'm Your Emotional Support Animal. That's on Amazon as well. And Chassis, see all the movies, Drew.
DrDrew.com. Everything is there after dark. The streaming shows and the Dr. Drew podcast. Check it out.
And you can check out Cold Case Files and Autopsy, two new podcasts on Podcast One. Until next time, I'm Pro Dr. Drew. Say mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.